Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.
Hey, baby.
I got a lot of money.
Howard, please. This is beneath
you. No, this is exactly me.
Casanova. You are evil, Demeter.
What you call me? It's not true.
Is it joke, my dove?
Why do you men so treasure this joking so?
Do you love me?
What can I say when you ask? You shouldn't ask, you know. I'll tell you when I feel like it.
Would you like me to give you something to make you sleep?
Now, there's a good idea.
All right, then. Come with me.
Welcome to another look at the Bon Vivants, Playboys, and those who lived a jet set of lifestyle, those tango pirates, and just what makes them the men that they are. This week, Porfirio Rubirosa from the Dominican Republic, a maverick jet setter, polo champion, bagman, spy, dictator's flunky, and Formula One driver. He hung out at the Stork and El Morocco with Frank Sinatra and Joe Kennedy, just to name a few. And as far as his love life was concerned, he had his wicked, wicked way with an impressive list of women. Christina Onassis, Eva Perón, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Marilyn Monroe, Veronica Lake, Kim Novak, Judy Garland, Rita Hayworth, and Joan Crawford, just to name a few. He was married 5 times, mainly to rich American heiresses and French actresses. Some may suggest he was a gigolo. For Rubirosa, life was all about the pursuit of sex and good times without distraction, and if the hedonistic pastime of carousing had ever been granted Olympic status, well, probably Porfirio Rubirosa would have been its Michael Phelps. He once said, "Work? I don't have the time." You know, one of my favourite stories is that of Sammy Davis Jr. hanging out with Ruby in Palm Springs. They'd had a huge night out, drank way too much, but were due to play golf the next day. Sammy managed to pull himself out of bed and wander downstairs, looking an absolute state. And there by the bar is Porfirio Rubirosa in a nice, crisp, clean shirt, looking fresh as a daisy. And he said to him, "Ruby, how do you do it?" And Porfirio Rubirosa said, "I'm a playboy. That is what I do." So how did Rubirosa get to have so much fun? Well, aside from his good looks, smooth charm, and sharp globber, he was a very popular fella. People just absolutely gravitated towards him. Women flocked to him, and powerful people wanted to be next to him. For me, he's probably one of the most interesting of all the playboys that we'll probably talk about in this series. I've read 2 books about him, which I'll talk about a little bit later on towards the end of this segment. But I must say, he's certainly lived a very, very interesting life. Was he a good guy? Not exactly. Was he interesting? Absolutely. And here's the other thing about Porfirio Rubirosa. In true playboy style, it ended dramatically. And strangely enough, I think it's actually rather important. Because once the party ends, the true playboy's demise is critical also. He can't just fade away into the sunset. He must die glamorously, tragically, heroically even, in a manner that will have girls weeping around his coffin. That's the much more preferred way to go. A polo accident or skiing smash are good. And Rubirosa, well, he lived up to that. Crashing a Ferrari sports car into a tree at 8 a.m. following a long liquids-only night out at Jimmy's Club in Paris. Now, I mentioned earlier a couple of books that I have read. Here are 2 resources that you might like to enjoy. Sean Levy's The Last Playboy and Chasing Ruby, The Truth About Porfirio Rubirosa. There is so much more in this man's life that I can't possibly cover in this particular segment. But I'll tell you what, he is worth checking out. And that's the whole point of Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario, is to draw your attention to these men so you can learn a little bit more about them. Rubirosa ticked every single box. He was a spy. He was a gigolo. He was a Formula One driver, a polo champion, a bagman, a maverick jet setter, as I mentioned at the beginning of this segment. He had it all, he dressed well, women loved him, and he died tragically in a sports car. What more could you want? Thanks for joining me for another Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.